Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Those are sounds from the late Whitney Houston. I look to you, and we're sitting in at 4 minutes just after 2 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And yeah, I'm not alone. I'm swung them for kings on a Wednesday. No hal. We thank God for His grace, we are talking about the coming, the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, with Pastor Masago in studio. And I am challenged, and I hope that this message challenges all of us to do right, to fix things, Muruti, get our house in order, to get our house in order. Muruti, okay, as a way of summing up our talk for today, because we still have to get ready, and we still need to know what to do, but I don't think we'll be able to finish and do that today. But in terms of knowing God, and I ask the question that, are we where we at because we do not know God? Does it go back to the four walls again or not? It's just us. I mean, we were so scared with COVID-19 that everyone was seeking God for themselves. I want to believe. I want to believe that everyone was seeking God for themselves during that time.
I think it's important to really come back to, and it's also tied to a question that somebody asked, and I'm gonna put this two together.
Okay.
They said to within this forum, they said, "Look, Muruti, I love going to church, and it's awesome. It's beautiful. Muruti will preach a good word, awesome word. But when I go home and then I read, I don't understand what happens. What does that mean? Because now I don't understand what I'm reading anymore and all that stuff." And I said, one of the challenges that we are having is we do not bring people to the encounter of Christ. We bring people to the encounter of church. We are so good at advertising the church and putting the church in the forefront,
so the church becomes famous.
Yes, but
where is God in all of that?
Where is he? And can we fully understand that Christ without the church is still Christ, but church without Christ, nothing.
There's nothing there.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely. We are doomed, actually.
We are finished. We are gone. We are nowhere to be found. And now we must also deal with the matter of the fact that as I am a Christian and as I am a believer, I must strive. I must fight. I must war. I must desire my own encounter with the Lord.
A personal one.
A personal one. My own journey with the Lord. A Jesus encounter that changes everything and every part and everywhere and every who and every how I am. Paul, when he was Saul, needed a personal encounter. Peter needed a personal encounter. Every single one of those disciples had a personal encounter with the Lord. And we must strive that I'm not here to show you Muruti Masakona how well he can put his words together and whatever. Doesn't matter, those things. But I'm here to make sure that you encounter the Christ.
You're unpopular right now.
Yeah.
You're unpopular, actually. Yeah, very unpopular with us right now.
And it's okay. Fame is not the greatest thing, you know? And when we know the Lord for ourselves, And this is why I'm bringing the encounter matter to the table. When we know the Lord for ourselves, when I've encountered Christ for me, nobody can convince me out of what I have experienced, or rather, in this case, who I have experienced. You can convince me out of what Pastor taught on Sunday, or whatever, you know. But if I encounter the real Christ, who he is, that's why the Bible says, when Saul was blind, because of who he had encountered, he said, "Dude, I can't sit here. I need to preach. I need to get going," because of who he had encountered. Now, many of us, we must honestly ask ourselves, have I had a genuine encounter with the Lord?
Sure, I might have encountered Pastor Masagwana instead of encountering God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Literally. In reality. And that's the, I must really, but also Pastor Masagwana must ask himself a question, am I presenting God? Or am I presenting the oracles of what I think? you know, of what I enjoy, of what I love. And this is where scripture says, again, I refer to Matthew chapter number 7, and I really wanted to just read it for everybody. Mm. The Bible says
that, Matthew 7?
Yeah, Matthew 7 from verse number 21.
Mm-hmm.
He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, 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 shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
Mm.
But he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Can you see that there is a doing? Mm. There is a matter of not just hearing, but doing.
Mm.
Number two, verse number 22, the Bible says, many will say in that day, to me in that day, Lord, 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 we have prophesied in your name. Have they prophesied? Yes. He says, in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many signs and wonders in your name.
Mm.
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
Sure.
There is a depth of encounter that I do not question if I know him or not. And number two, he does not question if he knows me or not. We know each other. We are aware of each other. Genesis chapter 4, verse number 1. Shows us a very interesting thing. And we can expand on this even further in days to come. Genesis chapter 4 verse number 1 shows us a very interesting thing. I mean, if you read Genesis, you read chapter number 1, he shows us creation. Chapter number 2, he expands on creation.
Mm.
But you will see that the one of the first things that take place in men's lives that he has introduced us to was marriage.
Mm.
And if you read Revelations, you realize that one of the last things he introduces us to is marriage. Where Christ is coming
the
back for his bride.
The completion now.
Yeah, the completion of it. So Christ is coming back for his bride.
Mm.
But Genesis chapter 4 verse number 1 says, then Adam knew Eve, his wife. And I want to deal with the word know.
Mm.
The Bible says, Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived.
Mm.
What does this mean? This means that when I know him, when I know him, when I have a knowledge of him, there is no way I can remain barren. I must conceive what is the fruit that shows who he is.
What do you have to show?
Exactly. What do I have? What do I have to show? Am I showing how many people gather on a Sunday morning?
Because even really the cars in the houses that we drive are not.
They're not.
It.
They're not it. They are not it. You can be poor like Lazarus and have everything. And be rich like the rich man and have nothing. That's Luke chapter number 19. You have everything. You have nothing here on earth, but you have everything when you get there. He says, I know you. And notice how in that passage of scripture, Lazarus had a name. The rich man was referred to what he possessed. And I want to say this. Why was he referred to what he possessed? Because what he had possessed him.
Jesus says, I do not know who you.
Yeah.
Jesus says, I do not know you.
I do not know you. You have done all these things. Now, imagine, guys, every single ear that is hearing me now, imagine you have served the church for 25 years. When you get there, he says, I don't know you. Let's take it a step further. Muguti, imagine you have preached for 365 Sundays.
And let these people.
Yeah, and when you get there, he says, I don't know you.
What I want to hear is, welcome, you faithful servant.
That's what I want to hear. That's what we must strive for.
Mm.
That's all we must strive for. But that cannot come outside of the knowing of him. That's why he could only say, I will build my church post the pronunciation of who he was.
Mm.
He could not say, I'll build my church while you're still talking about Elijah. While you're still talking about, in Matthew 16, while you're still talking about one of the prophets. He could not build his church. It was post when the knowledge of who he was came forth, then he says, I will build my church, because now you know who I am.
Mm.
So when he says, I will build my church, for me, and this is the last thing I want to say that probably will make our hair stand up a bit. When he says, I will build my church, when he says, my church, he's actually telling us there are other churches that might actually not be mine.
Hmm.
But they're there.
Which church do you believe? We are not talking church names.
No, no, not church.
We're talking
no,
the church.
No, no,
we are talking Christ, Jesus.
Yes, Christ himself.
Mm.
We must honestly ask ourselves those questions. And if we can forget everything we've spoken about today, if we can forget all the examples, everything, I'm not worried about all those things.
Mm.
I'm more worried about your own personal question is, where am I? Where do I stand?
Sure, Lord, we have heard your word. You know, we come to a place and time where you just say, Lord, we have heard your word.
Yeah.
He says he will present to himself a church without blemish.
Yes.
So meaning that we have to be spotless.
Yes.
And sometimes we do not even understand the fires that we go through. Yeah. They are for our refinement. They are for getting us ready. They are for making sure we smell good and we are presented to Him without any blemish. We thank God for all of those. May we not be lost. There's a song that says, may your troubles keep you near the cross. And so may everything that we go through also keep us at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today, as we are looking, some of us are angry, Muruti, because of what we have seen happening, losing the people that we never thought we would lose. May the healing start.
Please.
May the Lord start. May we hear God talking to us, because yes, we can moan in Him, you know, and not lose Him as we are moaning. So let's not lose Him as we are moaning as well. May everything just lead us back to the cross, lead us back to the Lord. Can we pray for the body of Christ and present us to our Lord Jesus Christ at this moment and time?
Yes. One thing before we pray, I want to reiterate. Jesus says that the laborers are few and the harvest is plenty.
Mm.
He says, therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest. And this is what we're going to do right now. We're going to pray to the Lord of the harvest that he brings in more harvest into the body of Christ. You might be there sitting at home and you've never encountered Christ. You've never met Him.
Yep.
You don't know who He is. You were just flipping channels and you came across us. Maybe this is a moment for you to be able to give your life to Christ and open your heart to Him. Maybe you had a great relationship with the Lord years ago or days ago or months ago. And that relationship is a faint of a memory. And God is calling you back to say, remember what we used to have in communion together. And as we pray this afternoon, we want to pray that God brings you back into the fold and also keeps us, you know, in the fold as well. Let's pray. Precious Father, we come before your presence. You have reminded us yet again that you are coming back. You're coming back for the bride, and we are that bride. We must be spotless. We must work, you know, to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And Lord, Father, we want to pray that mighty God, as you have reminded us of such, there are some, mighty God, that might find themselves out. There are some that might find themselves having lost that relationship, having lost that experience with the Lord. I pray, mighty God, that let there be resuscitation, let there be a resurrection of that relationship. May that brother, may that sister go back into the place of prayer, into the place of seeking the Lord, into the place of encountering day in and day out, encountering the presence of the Lord. And we want to pray that, Lord, keep us as a church. Keep us, oh God, that the day that trumpet sounds, I pray, even like Paul who has spoken, that lest I preach to many and I be left behind. But Lord, let that sound, when it comes, I am joyous, I'm excited, we are excited as a body because we have been ready and waiting for this day. Lord, let us be like the bridegroom who was constantly, you know, ready and waiting to be called for that midnight hour. Let us be like the wise virgins that have been waiting, had oil in their lamps and waiting. And Father, we pray that, Lord, let this message go forth and resurrect and resuscitate the need for us to journey in the life that you have called us to walk in. And let us do the will of the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless your name and we give you praise. And we thank you for your goodness and for your kindness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And amen. Muruti, thank you so much for listening unto the Lord Jesus Christ. To coming. You didn't come to challenge us. You came to give us a message from the Lord to redeem the times.
Amen.
It's time to redeem the times. We are honored, Muruti. May God richly bless you. May He keep keeping you and blessing you. I know that, like I said, you are unpopular right now. Not physically or even spiritually, you are unpopular right now. But we want to trust that He will hide you and keep you. And we can't wait to finish this journey.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Next week with you. But for family members who are saying, Muruti would like to talk to you, how do they get hold of you?
Yeah,
I know you are available on some platforms.
Yes, yes. On social media platforms, on Facebook, I'm VTJ Masakona.
Uh-huh.
On Instagram, VTJ _Mass.
Uh-huh.
And on Twitter, VTJ _Mass. And on Instagram, VTJ _Masakona.
Wow. Thank you so much, Muruti. When we come out of here, we have to make sure that we make every day count.
Yes.
Live every day as though there's no other day.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, God bless.
A pleasure. Thank you so much.
Ah, family, that is like really awesome. God is so good. This is love. If you want and you're seeking for love in other places, I don't know about it. But what I know is that this is love. He loves us so much that he wants us to make right, and so that we might walk before him blameless. And so that when he presents himself to himself, we are without a blemish. And so we thank God who loves us this much. And we are grateful for Moruti for coming through and listening on to the Lord and saying, I'm going to deliver it. It doesn't matter whether I'll be loved afterwards or not, but this is the word. And so we're grateful and thankful for the word. We are preparing ourselves for the lesson for the day. Do remember that we have live lessons with Teacher Mongwe at 2:30.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.